Historians and politicians often miscast the American Revolution as the polar opposite of even bloodier revolutions elsewhere. They recall the American version as good, orderly, restrained, and successful when contrasted against the excesses of the French and Russian revolutions. Polarities, however, mislead by insisting on perfect opposites. Only by the especially destructive standards of other revolutions was the American more restrained. During the Revolutionary War, Americans killed one another over politics and massacred Indians who returned the bloody favors. Patriots also kept one-fifth of Americans enslaved, and thousands of those slaves escaped to help the British oppose the Revolution. After the war, 60,000 dispossessed Loyalists became refugees. The dislocated proportion of the American population exceeded that of the French in their revolution. The American revolutionary turmoil also inflicted an economic decline that lasted for 15 years in a crisis unmatched until the Great Depression of the 1930s. During the Revolution, Americans suffered more upheaval than any other American generation save that which experienced the Civil War of 1861 to 1865. The conflict embroiled everyone, including women and children, rather than just soldiers in set-piece battles. A plundered farm was a more common experience than a glorious and victorious charge. Some historians treat the notorious wartime violence in the South as exceptional in an otherwise restrained war. This bracketing neglects the brutal war zones around British enclaves in New York and Philadelphia, the devastation of frontier settlements and native villages from New York to Georgia, and the Patriot repression of disaffection in much of New Jersey, Delaware, and the eastern shore of Maryland and Virginia. The true exceptions were the few pockets bypassed by war's brutality, primarily towns in New England. If the American Revolution was less devastating than some conflicts elsewhere, it still featured much cruelty, violence, and destruction. In popular history books and films, a united and heroic American people rise up against unnatural foreign domination by Britons cast as snooty villains. That story of irrepressible nationalism inverts cause and effect in the Revolution. The colonists were reluctant nationalists, and the Revolution began, rather than culminated, a long, slow, and incomplete process of creating an American identity and nation. During the mid-18th century, British America was developing closer cultural, economic, and political ties to Britain. In 1775, Benjamin Franklin recalled, "I never had heard in any conversation from any person, drunk or sober, the least expression of a wish for a separation or hint that such a thing would be advantageous to America." Rather than an inevitable ripening of difference, the Revolution violently wrenched reluctant colonists into a new and uncertain future as an independent country. By writing of the American Revolution as pitting Americans against the British, historians prematurely find a cohesive national identity. If we equate patriots with Americans, we recycle the canard that anyone who opposed the Revolution was an alien at heart. We also read American nationalism backwards, obscuring the divisions and uncertainties of the Revolutionary era. This book refers to the supporters of independence as patriots and to the opponents as loyalists, but many more people wavered in the middle, and all were Americans. But that upheaval also generated political and cultural creativity. Indeed, the accomplishments of independence, union, and republican government seem all the more remarkable given the grim civil war at the heart of the Revolution. The founders had formidable enemies, internal divisions, and their own doubts, fears, and contentions to overcome. If they fell short in producing equality and liberty for all, they established ideals worth striving for. To sustain support among war-weary people, patriot leaders had to make political concessions that promised greater respect and political power for common men. In My Kinsman Major Molyneux, Hawthorne defines the internal social meaning of revolution when the patriot gentleman assures Robin that he can get ahead without the colonial patronage of his kinsmen. As an alternative to British-led hierarchy, the gentleman promises a new meritocracy that will reward shrewd young men for their abilities rather than their birth. To win their civil war, genteel patriots had to build a cross-class coalition that appealed to thousands of common men and women, as Hawthorne noted. Without mass participation, patriots could not sustain riots and boycotts against British taxes or the later war against British and Loyalist troops. Hawthorne conveys the appeal of the Republican society promoted by the patriots. It might not achieve more equal results in the distribution of wealth and power, but it promised fairer competition. Whether we have fulfilled or defaulted on that promise is the essential question of American politics. The harsh experiences of war shaped the legacies of the Revolution. More than byproducts of war, civilian sufferings helped to define the new Republican government. During the 1780s, nationalists pushed for a stronger federal government by appealing to people who remembered the bloody anarchy of the war. Dorothea Gamsby, a wartime refugee, remembered, "Dismay and terror, wailing and distraction impressed their picture on my memory, never to be effaced.